Do you remember what the secret was of the magic that allowed Dumbo the flying elephant to know how to fly? Do you remember the secret of Dumbo's magic? Some of you might be too young and you might never have seen that great Disney classic, Dumbo the Flying Elephant. But I'm sure there are plenty of you that are old enough to remember that beautiful movie. And for everyone else, I'll tell you what the punchline is, what the great lesson is of that terrific, beautiful movie. I mean, that movie was quite traumatizing. If you remember that scene, Baby of Mine, when his mother gets locked up and everything, that's pretty traumatizing. But other than that, it has an extremely deep, powerful idea. You see, Dumbo, after his mother gets locked up, is befriended by Timothy Q. Mouse. Timothy the mouse that feels bad for Dumbo, who lost his mother, takes him under his wing and finally discovers that Dumbo, because of his great big ears, has a talent that he's actually able to fly. But of course, Dumbo himself doesn't believe that he has the ability to fly. Who ever heard of a flying elephant? So Timothy Q. Mouse gives Dumbo a magic feather and tells him for his confidence, for his self-confidence, that whenever he's holding the magic feather, he'll be able to fly. And he does, and stuns audiences in the circus until finally at the end of the movie, Dumbo is at the top of a huge burning building. And he jumps out of the building with a big smile, holding the magic feather. And the magic feather flies out of his trunk. And he's shocked. He's about to fall to his death until Timothy Q. Mouse whispers in his ear, "Dumbo, I just gave you that feather to believe in yourself, to get airborne, to start flying. But the truth is, you don't need any feather. The magic is in you. The flying is in you. You don't need the feather to be able to fly. The magic is really in you." And Dumbo believes him and starts flying. Because really all Dumbo needed was to believe in himself, to know that he has that ability to fly, that he has the magic in him. And with this important fundamental lesson from Dumbo, we can now understand a teaching from the Alter Rebbe. The lad with the beautiful eyes skips along the hills towards his dear bride. Her lover appears from the obscurity of the dark night, knocking on his dear one's door and whispering faithfully, "Pischili, open up for me." Hashem is knocking on our door. Hashem is knocking. Our heart is awake and Hashem is knocking and says to us, "Pischili, open up for me. Open up the door." Hashem is telling us to open the door for him. We might have lied down in bed and given up hope of being a passionate Jew, given up hope of really feeling God in the deepest way, so we lie down in bed. But Hashem is knock, knock, knocking and saying, "Pischili, open up for me." And the Alter Rebbe says, to understand what is this request that God is saying, "Pischili, open up for me," the Alter Rebbe brings from Chazal, the sages that say that Hashem, the full sentence that the Song of Songs is hinting to, is "Pischili Pesach kechudei shel machat, v'ani eftachem lachem Pesach kepischei shel ulam." Which means, the sages say, that God tells us, "Open up for me an opening the size of a needle. I will then open up for you an opening the size of an ulam," which means a hall, a grand hall, a huge room. Hashem is telling us, if we just open up for him an opening the size of the eye of a needle, Hashem responds, "And I will open up for you in response a huge opening, the size of an ulam, of a grand hall." But the Alter Rebbe points out something fascinating. The word ulam, which means again a grand hall, was also a word, a name, a title used for part of the Beis HaMikdash. In the temple in Jerusalem, in the Beis HaMikdash, part of the structure of the temple was known as the ulam. And it was the entrance hallway that you would enter to go in to the inner part of the temple where the menorah was and the golden altar and the table of the showbread. When you would go into the actual structure of the temple, that entrance hall was called the ulam. But there was something very strange about that ulam. If Hashem is saying, "Eftach lechem kepischei shel ulam," I will open up for you like the ulam. You see, the ulam didn't have any doors. As the Mishnah in Midah says, that ulam, there were no doors on that part of the structure called the ulam. So how could God be saying that I will open up for you an entrance the size of an ulam? What do you mean he has to open it up for us? There are no doors there. What does he have to open? Says the Alter Rebbe, that's exactly the point. What does it mean you have to open up to let God in? What does it mean you have to open up to let Hashem in? Isn't Hashem everywhere? Isn't Hashem within us? Of course God is in us all the time. But the problem is that until we have a magic feather, we don't believe in ourselves that we could really fly. We don't believe in ourselves that we could tap into the infinite, to Ein Sof that's mamish within us all the time. There are no doors. Our beloved is knocking on our heart and saying, let me in, meaning I'm here already. Stop looking at God as if he's somewhere out in the wild blue yonder, billions of light years away. Hashem is within us. There are no doors. All we have to do is believe in ourselves and know that we already have Hashem within us. And the Lubavitch Rebbe continued and explained that that's the secret of what it means that Hashem is telling us open up like the eye of a needle. What's the vart of the eye of a needle? You see, Dumbo was always made fun of for his ears. He was always made fun of because of his big ears. But those ears are dafka the ones that allowed him to fly in the end. And a lot of times we look at ourselves and we say, who am I? What am I? I don't understand so much. I didn't learn so much. I don't feel so much. I don't have any inspiration. I'm completely empty. I have no width or depth or breadth to who I am. Says Lubavitch Rebbe, those big ears, that exactly is the eye of the needle. What it means to open up to God is to give yourself over to God in a kuda, a point of just giving yourself over to God. The opposite, if you think that you're going to climb with ladders and have doors and everything, that ain't going to do anything. It's the eye of a needle. It's the simplicity to be able to say, Hashem, I don't understand too much, I don't feel too much, I don't know how to have deep spiritual experiences, but God, what I could give to you is just my very self. Then the ears themselves allow you to fly. That humility and that sincere, authentic giving over of oneself is the eye of the needle that will cause Hashem's infinite being to be manifest within us. And we'll realize we don't need to fly. We just have to believe in ourselves and know the magic is within and we're one with God. And when we will truly believe that, then the ultimate magic feather of reality, which is Mashiach, will come and the whole world will fly to God's essence, which is within the world all the time.